You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are back on our weekly Guide Dog Blogs feature talking our beloved canine companions. Today, we're going to go back to outdoor activities a little bit, and joining me is PhD researcher at Glasgow University, Zane Oase. Zane, how are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm very good, very good. It's good to have you, your first time on Guide Dog Blogs. We tend to have a few guide dog owners multiple times to talk about different things. So before we go into outdoor activities, why don't you tell us a little bit about your eye condition and then about your guide dog, Mitch?
Of course. So I'm a PhD researcher, as you said, in media and cultural policy. And I was diagnosed at the age of 4 with retinitis pigmentosa, RP. I am severely sight impaired and registered legally blind. So I just have my central vision. Basically, with time, hopefully this doesn't happen. I start to lose my sight slowly. I also have the tendency to be very clumsy, but that's part of the package, as they say. I was matched with my first guide dog, Mitch, in 2022. We qualified in November 2022. So this November will be 2 years. Time has flown so fast, and I think a lot of, you know, guide dog owners will feel the same way. They're going to be like, oh my God, where has the time gone? Like, just recently, I just started training, you know, with my guide dog. But Mitch is a fox-colored golden retriever. He's 4 years old, and he is my best friend and my partner in crime.
So one of the topics we have covered a few times is outdoor activities. Now, we've had some guide dog owners taking their dogs cricket to chill, or maybe patrol the boundary, looking out for trespassers onto the pitch. Some people take their dog mountain biking. In fact, what you said to me is, do you take Mitch to hiking?
My friends and I, we usually go for day trips around Scotland, and usually sometimes we go on hiking trails. And so what I do is I let Mitch off the harness. It's like basically his time off, and he walks along the trail in front of me, or he's on his lead and he's trudging along. Like, my friends keep an eye on him as well. And we basically just go on hikes, and that's kind of a way of me getting to see different places around Scotland. We've done a bit of places in England as well. So yeah, I know it gives me that reassurance that I'm not alone while, you know, around my friends and with my cane. So I say, like, one thing I really do is I usually have my cane hooked on my belt buckle while I'm hiking. And another thing that my friends and I are going to try and do, hopefully if we get out and about this winter to hike and to go on trails, is one of my friends is going to take the guide dog harness lead. And, you know, the one that, you know, you hold onto the handle, and they're going to hook it onto their backpack. That way I get to hold on to them while they're walking. So if we are walking, let's say, at like we're going up a hill, then I will feel with them, just like as if I'm walking with Mitch. So that's something that we're going to try and do. But usually what we do is we just walk around new places. Like, one of the places that I've taken Mitch to a couple of times is Croon, because he loves to go swimming. So I take him to the beach. We've done a trail in Aberfoyle. Mitch and I, this year, as part of my residency, on Isle of Egg, I took him with me to Isle of Egg, and we went, you know, hiking around up to go to the top of a mountain, and it was really, really cool.
Has Mitch got any particular places that he enjoyed going to with you when it comes to hikes and trails?
Isle of Egg, the island, is filled with nature, and it's a small island, so there's only around roughly 115 to 150 residents on it, and Mitch got to run around, and he got to meet his first cool cow. He got to, you know, meet some chickens. He made friends with one of the dogs who belonged to the neighbor that we were staying next to. So we were staying in the Bothy, my friend and I, like a small cabin on the land that was owned by the neighbor, and she has a dog called Fiji. And so Mitch and Fiji became very close friends. So he really enjoyed it, because on the fun part, he got to smell a lot of new smells. And also, he wasn't a lot on harness, because being on an island, there's not a lot of trails to actually walk on with a harness. So he was really enjoying just walking about and running about. We got to go to Isle of Skye, and Mitch really enjoyed just walking around there and smelling new smells. We hiked all the way up Old Man of Stour together.
When he kind of runs about off the lead and harness, how good is his recall to kind of call him back to you?
He's very good at recall. So I now don't need to use a whistle to call him back. But during winter, I always make sure someone is with me just so I can see where he is. And I think you could re resonate with this during winter, during like autumn, winter, and like the weather's changing. It takes time for your eyes to regulate, and that, puts you at unease because, you feel like you're losing that sense of like independence even more when the brightness and the light outside is not the best. So it's good to have someone around. But no, he's very good at recall. He comes back. He's always happy just running around and being himself.
Yes, I think with Caesar, he comes back to the whistle, but I always have a stash of carrots to entice him a little bit, and when I whistle for him, he runs as if he's in the Olympics. It's quite an interesting sight. So now you also said Mitch likes his water. Caesar certainly doesn't. So is Mitch a good swimmer?
Yeah, he's an epic swimmer. He's very good, and the fact is, he'll go swimming. If the temperature is too cold, he has to sense like, oh my God, it's too cold, I'm coming back. But also, like, my friends love to go swimming in Loch, so Mitch will go with them. Yet my friends will go far away, like they would go a bit deeper into the water. Mitch would go a bit with them, and then he'll be like, okay, I'm far away from my mom, I should go back. So he'd come back, and then I'm like, I'm always looking at Mitch, and I'm like, oh, you had a good swim. And he'd just shake his fur, and I'll be like, okay, now I'm wet.
That is quite interesting to hear, and also the good thing is you've got friends that are willing to help you out when you take Mitch hiking, so it's a bit of a nice teamwork experience. So if you ever wanted to take your dog hiking, you can, and they'll probably enjoy the outdoors, and it's another way to get them to be out a little bit without having to necessarily work as such, which is quite useful because every furry canine companion that guides us needs a break every now and again. Rather than guiding us to the same places. So, thank you very much, Zane, for coming on to talk to us. I'm sure we will have you on again, especially the other subjects we want to cover, including flying with your guide dog. There's a little teaser for the future content. But yeah, thank you very much, Zane Oase, PhD research at Glasgow University, for coming on to Guide Dog Blogs here on RNIB Connect Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.